Every day, doctors face medical mysteries that challenge their knowledge and intuition. In Lisa Sanders' captivating exploration of agnostic dilemmas, we discover that medicine is as much about detective work as it is about science. This New York Times bestseller has become required reading in medical schools nationwide, with Bill Gates calling it a compelling argument for the power of the human mind in confronting diagnostic challenges. The book inspired the hit TV show House MD and later a Netflix documentary series demonstrating how these medical mysteries captivate not just healthcare professionals, but the general public. Sanders, with her dual background as a physician and former Emmy Award-winning producer for CBS News, brings a unique storytelling perspective to these cases that has revolutionized how we think about diagnosis as both art and science. The art of diagnosis is fundamentally a complex puzzle-solving process that combines scientific knowledge with investigative intuition. While doctors can identify the correct diagnosis in up to 95% of cases through pattern recognition and standard protocols, the remaining 5% present significant challenges that test even the most experienced physicians. The diagnostic process typically begins with the patient's story, which provides crucial clues in 80% of cases, followed by physical examination and targeted testing. This sequence reflects medicine's oldest wisdom: listen to the patient, for they are telling you the diagnosis. These challenging cases illuminate how doctors think and apply knowledge, demonstrating the critical doctor-patient partnership in answering the essential question, "What's wrong with me?" When diagnoses stray from common patterns, the medical system's flaws become visible under stress. The most difficult cases often involve common symptoms with uncommon causes, or rare diseases masquerading as familiar ones. For instance, chest pain might typically suggest heart problems, but could actually stem from conditions ranging from acid reflux to anxiety to pulmonary embolism. Consider the case of a 50-year-old woman who returned from Kenya feeling increasingly ill with symptoms resembling malaria, fatigue, nausea, fever, and body aches. Despite taking preventative medications during her trip, she deteriorated rapidly. Her initial doctor prescribed anti-malarial treatment, but her condition worsened dramatically. After multiple hospital admissions and countless tests, including blood cultures, parasitic screens, and viral panels, the breakthrough came when her longtime physician, Dr. Marie Brown, examined her and noticed an enlarged thyroid gland, something new for this patient. This led to the correct diagnosis of hyperthyroidism, possibly thyroid storm, a life-threatening condition requiring immediate treatment. What went wrong? The patient's suggestion that her illness began during travel, combined with her history of childhood malaria, led doctors down an infectious disease path. This exemplifies anchoring bias, where initial impressions unduly influence subsequent thinking. Even after ruling out malaria through multiple blood tests, they remained fixated on potential tropical infections rather than considering non-infectious causes. This case demonstrates how cognitive biases can derail the diagnostic process, and how sometimes the simplest observation, like noticing a change in a patient's physical examination, can be the key to solving the puzzle. The diagnostic process is further complicated by time pressures, fragmented medical care, and the increasing specialization of medicine. Each specialist might focus on their area of expertise, potentially missing the broader picture. For example, a cardiologist might focus on heart rhythm irregularities while missing thyroid disease as the underlying cause. Success often depends on having one physician who can step back and integrate all the pieces of the puzzle, maintaining what doctors call clinical correlation, the ability to connect seemingly disparate symptoms and findings into a coherent diagnosis. Fever is one of medicine's most common symptoms. Yet when persistent or severe, it can signal something far more dangerous than a simple viral infection. The challenge lies in distinguishing between benign causes and life-threatening conditions. Consider the 57-year-old physical therapist who battled a mysterious illness that left him crawling upstairs, shaking with chills and drenched in sweat. Despite 3 emergency room visits over 9 days, doctors repeatedly diagnosed him with a viral syndrome and sent him home. His symptoms began shortly after completing antibiotics for an elbow infection, but his condition deteriorated with fevers spiking to 106F. The ER visits revealed abnormally low white blood cell and platelet counts, unusual findings that were forwarded to his primary care physician, who couldn't see him for a week during the busy flu season. After his wife insisted he return to the ER, a physician's assistant ordered comprehensive testing and started him on broad-spectrum antibiotics, including doxycycline. Though initially misdiagnosed with influenza, he began improving on the antibiotics. An infectious disease specialist suspected a tick-borne illness, despite negative initial tests. Further testing revealed Rocky Mountain spotted fever, uncommon in Connecticut but not unheard of, and potentially deadly, with a 5% mortality rate even with treatment. In another case, a 68-year-old Alabama woman had suffered for years with debilitating nightly fevers that began with bone-rattling chills, followed by roasting heat and temperatures spiking to 102 to 103F. Each episode triggered intense body pain and vomiting. She had lost over 80 pounds, and her clothes hung from her wasted frame. After numerous ER visits and specialist consultations, no diagnosis emerged, until a pathology resident meticulously reviewed her case and suggested Schnitzler syndrome, a rare immune disorder where macrophages instruct the body to act as if infected. These cases illustrate how persistent fevers demand thorough investigation beyond the usual suspects. When fever patterns are unusual, occurring only at night, persisting beyond the expected time frame, or accompanied by other concerning symptoms, they warrant special attention and sometimes creative thinking to reach the correct diagnosis. The abdomen houses numerous vital organs, making it a complex region for diagnosis. When patients present with abdominal pain, doctors must interpret this symptom like a language with many dialects, each suggesting different underlying conditions. For nearly a decade, a gaunt teenager suffered unbearable stomach attacks that would come with intense pain, last a couple days, then vanish completely. The episodes began after his appendix ruptured at age 11, sending doctors on a diagnostic odyssey. Despite surgery to remove scar tissue, increased fiber intake, and medications for irritable bowel syndrome, the attacks persisted through high school and into college. CT scans revealed mysterious abdominal fluid, but routine tests remained normal. Dr. Kiran Sachdev, looking beyond common diagnoses, connected his strange hand and foot swelling with his gut symptoms and discovered hereditary angioedema, a rare genetic disease causing immune hyperresponsivity and localized swelling. Though neither parent had the condition, the patient represented a new mutation. In another case, a seemingly healthy 28-year-old man arrived at a medical center with trouble walking, weakness, and dizziness after returning from a Bahamas vacation. His ordeal began after eating barracuda at a restaurant, when he developed severe abdominal pain, fever, vomiting, and diarrhea. Dr. Kirtland Ma immediately recognized ciguatera poisoning, caused by a toxin from reef algae that accumulates in predatory fish like barracuda. First documented in 1774 on Captain Cook's expedition, this increasingly common fish-related illness has no effective treatment. Perhaps most tragic was the case of a 19-year-old woman rushed to a medical center with irregular breathing, clenched jaw, and stiff arms. Despite intensive care and multiple specialists, her brain swelled fatally within 8 days. After her death and organ donation, doctors discovered she had ornithine transcarbamylase, OTC deficiency, a rare genetic disorder preventing proper protein breakdown, causing toxic ammonia buildup that attacked her brain. The condition explained her previous ER visit for confusion and her lifelong stomach issues. These cases demonstrate how abdominal pain can be the manifestation of conditions far beyond the digestive system itself. The abdomen's complex anatomy and the interconnectedness of body systems make these diagnoses particularly challenging, requiring doctors to think broadly and consider unusual causes when standard explanations fail to explain a patient's symptoms. Headaches are among the most common complaints in medicine, but distinguishing between benign tension headaches and life-threatening conditions requires careful attention to subtle details and patterns. A 63-year-old man developed increasingly severe headaches that felt like something trying to break through his skull from the inside. After multiple MRIs showed abnormally thick meninges, specialists investigated possible causes, including infection, cancer, and inflammatory disorders. His wife noticed subtle behavioral changes, decreased responsiveness, clumsiness, drifting to the right when walking or driving, and disorganization. The breakthrough came when Dr. Wade Smith asked about hearing heartbeats in his ears, a symptom the patient had experienced since a car accident 10 years earlier. Smith diagnosed artery venous fistulas, abnormal connections between arteries and veins that restricted blood flow to the brain. After an 18-hour procedure to repair hundreds of these connections, the patient slowly recovered over 3 years. In another case, a 25-year-old circus elephant trainer developed what he described as the worst headache of my life, starting mildly but becoming unbearable despite painkillers. While neurologists suspected a migraine, neurosurgeons worried about a possible blockage due to asymmetric ventricles seen on CT scan. Dr. Bilal Ahmed discovered the patient had a rash. His right eyelid drooped, the right side of his forehead was red with bumps, and the skin was intensely sensitive. This revealed herpes zoster, the reemergence of the chickenpox virus from nerve roots. A middle-aged veterinary worker suddenly developed a pounding headache followed by vision loss, describing the newspaper as a sea of gray. Dr. Lydia Barakat found he had meningitis with elevated pressure in his central nervous system. The patient mentioned being bitten by a cat 2 weeks earlier, and follow-up testing revealed sky-high antibody levels for Bartonella henselae, confirming cat scratch disease. These cases illustrate how headaches can be the presenting symptom of serious neurological conditions, vascular abnormalities, infections, or inflammatory processes. When headaches are described as the worst ever, come with neurological symptoms, or present in unusual patterns, they warrant immediate and thorough investigation. Sometimes the key to diagnosis lies not in sophisticated imaging, but in asking the right questions about associated symptoms or recent exposures. Breathing difficulties represent some of medicine's most frightening and urgent symptoms. When patients struggle to breathe, doctors must quickly determine whether the cause lies in the lungs, heart, or elsewhere in the body. A 54-year-old woman experienced a severe allergic reaction with breathing difficulty that sent her to an Iowa emergency room. This was her third such episode in 8 years, each beginning with a strange tingling in her palms. Despite thorough investigation by allergists, no trigger was identified until her fourth attack occurred while hospitalized for salmonella. She noticed each episode followed beef consumption. Blood tests confirmed she had mammalian meat allergy, MMA, from alpha-gal, a carbohydrate in non-primate mammal flesh. Unlike typical food allergies, alpha-gal reactions occur 4 to 6 hours after consumption and don't happen with every exposure. A previously healthy 54-year-old man developed persistent symptoms after what seemed like a flu. Despite returning to his locomotive driving job, he experienced extreme fatigue, constant coughing, and once nearly drove off the road. Medical examinations revealed fluid accumulating around his lungs and heart, requiring repeated drainage of liters of fluid. Despite treatment with 4 immune-suppressing medications, his condition worsened, with his abdomen swelling enormously while his limbs wasted away. Further investigation revealed constrictive pericarditis. His heart was constrained inside a shrunken, thickened pericardium from a likely viral infection. A young teacher suddenly couldn't breathe on his second day at work. At the hospital, doctors diagnosed a massive pulmonary embolism but couldn't find its cause despite extensive testing. With no explanation, they prescribed lifelong warfarin, devastating news for the athletic 23-year-old. Dr. Thomas Duffy noticed the patient's highly developed upper body muscles and diagnosed thoracic outlet syndrome using an old-fashioned physical exam maneuver. The patient's overdeveloped muscles were constricting blood vessels between his clavicle and rib cage, causing blood to pool and clot. These cases demonstrate how breathing difficulties can stem from allergic reactions, cardiac conditions, vascular abnormalities, or even muscular development. The diagnostic challenge often lies in looking beyond the respiratory system itself to find the true cause. Sometimes the key to diagnosis is found in the patient's history or through simple physical examination techniques rather than sophisticated testing. The boundary between physical and mental illness is often blurrier than we realize. Some of medicine's most challenging cases involve psychiatric symptoms with underlying physical causes, requiring doctors to look beyond the obvious psychological explanations. A 27-year-old woman began experiencing jitters the day after her wedding. Despite multiple emergency room visits, doctors diagnosed anxiety, depression, and eventually psychosis. After weeks in psychiatric facilities, doctors questioned the psychiatric diagnosis when they noticed confusion, garbled speech, and seizure-like episodes that didn't respond to medication. Blood tests confirmed paraneoplastic syndrome, where antibodies attack brain cells triggered by a walnut-sized teratoma on her ovary. After tumor removal, her antibody levels dropped, though recovery was slow. A middle-aged man's personality transformed from quiet and shy to loud and inappropriate. His sister noticed his disheveled appearance, memory problems, and inappropriate behavior during their father's hospitalization. Neurologist Dr. Weinstein found the patient couldn't focus, had limited vocabulary, and couldn't recall basic information like the current year. An MRI revealed sagging brain syndrome, severe spontaneous intracranial hypotension where cerebrospinal fluid had disappeared, causing the brain to collapse onto the skull floor. A 72-year-old psychologist's daughter barely recognized her once cheerful mother, who had become emaciated and lethargic. Despite trying 4 psychiatric medications, her condition worsened. Looking beyond psychiatric explanations, her doctor ordered comprehensive tests and discovered a small mass on her ovary, leading to a diagnosis of ovarian cancer. Dr. Currier explained that certain cancers trigger cytokines that can cause depression. With the cancer removed, the depression slowly subsided. A 39-year-old woman was diagnosed with a pheochromocytoma, a rare adrenal tumor producing excess steroid hormones. Dr. Cosgrove wondered if her psychiatric symptoms were caused by the tumor rather than mental illness. He found medical literature confirming that such tumors could cause psychosis and mania similar to what stimulant medications might trigger. After surgery to remove the tumor, the patient's paranoia and delusions gradually cleared. These cases illustrate the importance of considering physical causes for psychiatric symptoms, especially when the presentation is atypical, sudden in onset, or accompanied by unusual physical symptoms. The mind-body connection works both ways. Just as psychological stress can manifest physically, physical illness can profoundly affect mental state and behavior. Loss of consciousness represents one of medicine's most dramatic and frightening presentations. When patients suddenly lose awareness, the diagnostic challenge lies in determining whether the cause is neurological, cardiac, metabolic, or something else entirely. A 20-year-old woman arrived at a hospital unconscious after being dropped off by a friend who claimed they'd been at a concert. While drug intoxication seemed likely, tests revealed dangerously low sodium levels, hyponatremia, but no common drugs of abuse except amphetamines. Medical student Sean Cole discovered through the patient's text messages that she had taken Molly, ecstasy, which can cause severe hyponatremia, especially in young women, by affecting brain and kidney water regulation. A 49-year-old nurse experienced mysterious fainting spells that began suddenly one Saturday. Despite hospital monitoring, tilt table tests, and consultations with multiple specialists, no cause was found. Dr. Philip Lederich immediately recognized the distinctive pattern. She could hear him speaking despite appearing unconscious and recovered quickly. He diagnosed cataplexy with narcolepsy, a condition where elements of sleep intrude into wakefulness, causing sudden muscle weakness typically triggered by strong emotions. A 35-year-old man collapsed on beach stairs after swimming. Despite appearing tanned, his lips were blue and his hands were swollen and bright red. A rheumatologist tested him by plunging his hand into ice water, which immediately turned dark red and swelled dramatically. His wife researched his symptoms and discovered cold-induced urticaria, an actual allergy to cold temperatures that can progress to anaphylaxis. A panicked husband called 911 when his healthy 43-year-old wife suddenly began snoring and couldn't be awakened. Neurologist Dr. Leslie Scalaris, recognizing the sudden onset, suggested stroke, considered a rare possibility, blockage of the artery of Percheron, which in some people is the single vessel supplying blood to the reticular activating system that keeps us conscious. With just minutes remaining before the treatment window closed, they administered clot-busting medication, and she regained consciousness with all her faculties intact. These cases demonstrate how loss of consciousness can result from diverse causes: electrolyte imbalances, neurological disorders, allergic reactions, or vascular events. The key to diagnosis often lies in careful observation of the circumstances surrounding the event, associated symptoms, and sometimes creative thinking about rare possibilities when common explanations don't fit. The skin often serves as a visible manifestation of internal disease, providing crucial diagnostic clues if properly interpreted. These cases demonstrate how skin changes can be the key to solving complex medical mysteries. Dr. Walter Larson was startled by his patient's transformation, her fair skin now covered with alarming scarlet streaks across her arms, neck, back, chest, and abdomen. What began as a mild rash on her hands had evolved into painful, vicious-looking red welts that resembled flogging marks. His colleague, Dr. Michael Adler, immediately asked about shiitake mushrooms. Indeed, she had eaten undercooked shiitakes days before the rash appeared. This was shiitake dermatitis, not a true allergy, but a toxic reaction to lintinin, a component that breaks down with heat. A 57-year-old man collapsed at home while preparing for a colonoscopy, his face swollen and purple, breathing labored through narrowed airways. This was his third severe allergic reaction in 2 years. Comparing his previous medications, he discovered they all contained polyethylene glycol, PEG. Testing confirmed severe allergies to both PEG and polysorbate 80, chemicals found in countless everyday products. Dr. Stephanie Pouch discovered a patient with severe dehydration from months of diarrhea, along with an unusual dark, thick rash covering his hands, back, chest, and feet. Tests revealed a severe vitamin B6 deficiency causing pellagra, a condition characterized by the four Ds: diarrhea, dermatitis, dementia, and death. The cause was hydralazine, a blood pressure medication that depletes vitamin B6, preventing the body from creating niacin. A 55-year-old woman camping in Vermont woke with fever, swollen eyes, and blood-filled blisters in her mouth. Dermatologist Dr. Jorge Crespo diagnosed Stevens-Johnson syndrome, a severe allergic reaction where the body attacks the deepest layers of skin. The culprit was ibuprofen, which she'd continued taking for fever without realizing it was causing the reaction. These cases illustrate how the skin can provide crucial diagnostic information about systemic diseases, medication reactions, nutritional deficiencies, and toxic exposures. The pattern, distribution, timing, and character of skin changes often contain the key to diagnosis, particularly when combined with a thorough history of exposures and medications. Sometimes, the skin literally writes the diagnosis on the body's surface for the observant clinician to read. The most challenging diagnoses often require persistence from both patients and doctors to uncover the truth. These cases demonstrate how determination and collaboration can solve even the most perplexing medical mysteries. A mother watched helplessly as her 3-month-old daughter lay limply in a hospital crib. Despite having no fever, this once healthy infant had mysteriously stopped eating days earlier and deteriorated rapidly. Her head flopped back when picked up, her limbs hung lifelessly, and her reflexes were absent. Dr. Stanley Hum recognized classic infant botulism, a rare disease where bacterial toxins paralyze muscles. The baby received antitoxin treatment and ventilator support, eventually recovering after a month in the hospital. A 52-year-old father woke at midnight unable to stand, his legs suddenly without strength. Dr. Jeremy Schwartz connected his symptoms to thyrotoxic periodic paralysis, a rare condition where excessive thyroid hormone, combined with high blood sugar, stress, and a high carbohydrate diet, causes cells to absorb too much potassium, leaving muscles unable to function. After receiving potassium and thyroid medication, he recovered completely. A 50-year-old software engineer had deteriorated over 14 months from robust health to needing a walker. After his neurologist ruled out POEM syndrome, despite his wife finding case reports matching his symptoms, they sought a second opinion. A PET scan revealed a tiny tumor on the pelvic bone that previous scans missed, confirming POEM syndrome. Despite concerns he was too frail to survive a stem cell transplant, having shrunk to just over 100 pounds, the procedure was performed at his wife's insistence. 4 years later, he had recovered remarkably. A 43-year-old man, wheelchair-bound and nearly nonverbal, was brought to Dr. Joel Ehrenkrantz after decades of decline following childhood brain tumor treatment. Connecting his symptoms with the patient's history of brain radiation, he diagnosed pituitary gland destruction, which had deprived the man of essential hormones. Within days of receiving replacement hormones, the patient spoke his first spontaneous words in months. These cases highlight how persistence, thorough investigation, and willingness to reconsider diagnoses are essential in solving complex medical puzzles. They also demonstrate the importance of patients and families advocating for themselves when initial diagnoses don't fully explain symptoms or when treatments aren't working. Sometimes the breakthrough comes from a fresh perspective, a new test, or simply connecting seemingly unrelated symptoms into a coherent picture that reveals the underlying condition.